Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for hitting that play button. So glad you're here. Today, I want to talk to you all about five reasons I believe teachers should start a podcast. And so I got my notes here. I'm ready to go down the list and not wanting to keep you very long. But hey, make sure that you wait until the end. If you're a teacher and you're super interested in starting a podcast, I think I have a great opportunity for you to help you if you're in the Oklahoma City Metro. But even beyond that, I can help you more if you're in OKC Metro. But if you're not, just kind of stay tuned till the end. We're talking about 7 or so minutes here on why you should start a podcast if you're a teacher. And I'm just going to kind of go down my list of things that I have that I believe are some good. There's plenty of others. I came up with a list of about 10 or 15 or so. I'm going to share 5 plus a bonus one on why you should start a podcast if you are a teacher. So the first one is share success stories. I think one of the most powerful aspects of podcasting is the ability to share stories, especially success stories. Then I'm thinking about you sharing success stories around your teaching career of the students that you know that has achieved some really cool things. So just using the podcast platform to be able to share those stories, and then also just celebrating the growth and highlight the accomplishments of your past students that you've been able to teach over the years. And I think that they would appreciate that, and it keeps you having the opportunity to probably connect with them beyond the classroom, you know? And so it gives that relationship longevity. And in some cases, that can be very rewarding for you and for the student, even while they're having success, especially when they contribute that success back to you. By sharing these stories, I believe that, you know, you keep your students motivated and also inspires fellow educators to stay in the business of teaching. That's one of the reasons I have begun to make this shift in thinking about just encouraging teachers, because I believe in the work that you do, just educators in general around the world. I believe in you, and I want to be able to help be a part of keeping you encouraged and motivated, and hopefully things like this does that. So number two is to keep up with educational trends. The field of education, I believe, is always evolving. Now, I'm not a teacher. I'm somewhat of an educator. I teach relationship classes. I've been doing that for a number of years now, but you can start a podcast just to kind of help keep up with the new trends, technologies, teaching methods that are emerging at all times. And so hosting a podcast allows for you to stay in the mix, in the know of things. And so it's just an excellent way to stay current and provide your audience, including fellow teachers, and with valuable information that I think you should definitely be in the know of. And I think just kind of keeping up with those trends, doing the research and things of that nature will only benefit you and those around you. So doing that. Number three reason is enhance your parent-teacher communication. Effective communication between teachers and parents is a crucial part of really the success of a student. So I think creating and having this podcast is something that is important. Also, a podcast can serve as a bridge to enhance parent-teacher communication. Use your episodes to do updates on classroom activities, curriculum changes, and important announcements. So that parent-teacher communication, this podcast is just one of the ways to make that happen, but I definitely think it's something that you should consider. You can also dedicate episodes addressing common parent concerns, offering tips, and supporting their child's education, and fostering collaborative relationships between parents and teachers. You may just have parents on and just talk about their experience as a parent, especially for those parents that you see we're having some success, whatever that may look like. So those are things that you definitely want to consider on why you should start a podcast, okay? Number four, as I drink this water, give me a second. Number four, expand your professional brand. Podcasting can offer a fantastic, tremendous opportunity to expand your professional brand as an educator. I believe in building brand. I think branding is one of the great tools to getting opportunities. And so the more that you can brand yourself as an educator, the better. And so it can open up doors for things like speaking engagements, if that's something that you're into, writing opportunities is something that can come out of it, and just collaboration around with other educational organizations. And sometimes brands like to partner with other brands, and you could be one of those individuals that brands reach out to promote their whatever, or to test different products. And so because of your podcast and you building up your brand, and people see that you're enthusiastic about educating the next generation and supporting students in a big way, I think that brands would definitely reach out to you and want to partner with you. So build up your brand. Now, this last number five, and then I'm going to share a bonus one. Number five is starting a podcast can be the thing that inspires other teachers. And I've already kind of mentioned this earlier. It's just so important that we continue to keep you all encouraged and motivated, because the work that you do is valuable. So share your teaching strategies, classroom management techniques, and tips for work-life balance is another big thing. Just how do you turn it off whenever you get home and be able to pour into your family and your children, right? And your spouse, and being able to be there, or being able to get out in the community and serve in different ways. Sometimes our jobs, you as a teacher, you can sometimes look at that as like, man, I'm serving my community by teaching our students. But, you know, beyond that, how can you serve on a board and be a part of something like that? And be able to communicate those things on the podcast would be great. And it can be inspiring that other teachers can be like, oh, I can do more than just be in the classroom. And sometimes doing other things can really help you be able to create some longevity in your field of your career, because now you just it doesn't become this thing called burnout happening in your life, because you're doing other things. And so your podcast could definitely become a source of inspiration and encouragement and helping teachers around the world feel empowered. And so how cool would that be, that teachers are looking to you as a fellow educator, a fellow teacher, to be motivated in their own classroom. So, and the bonus, let me give you the bonus, is collaborate and network with other educators. One of the things that I love about having my podcast is that I get to sit down and collaborate and talk with some people who I feel like are really doing some cool things, that have defined some really great wins for their lives, and they've been going after it by being consistent in whatever those right things are to help them achieve that win. And so, I love being able to sit down with people. And so I think that you as a teacher sitting down with other educators and just talking about the work that you all do in the classroom can be fascinating. But not only that, also sitting down with, you know, I think about Sharpies. You know, Sharpie is a brand that is in a lot of classrooms. Maybe you sit down and talk to Sharpie and talk to them about how they design stuff that is impacting you as in the classroom, some of your favorite brands that you're working with. Just sitting down and collaborating with them, it could be gigantic. So those are my five plus bonus things on why I think you should start a podcast. Now, I told you that at the end, I was going to give you a little bit of something that could help you. And so I personally want to be able to help you do that. If you're in the OKC metro area, I was going to say that I'm willing to allow a few teachers who are interested, a few educators who are interested in starting a podcast, to use my space to be able to do that. Also, I want to say go download my ebook, Starting a Successful Podcast. It's completely free. Heady.media/ebook. It'll pop up here. It'll be in the show notes. Also, doing coaching calls. I want one of my goals for 2023-2024 school year is to help 5 teachers start a podcast. So reach out to me. I want to be able to do that because, again, I think it'll be super cool, and I think it can add a bunch of value to you teachers out there who you're passionate, you're enthusiastic about the work that you get to do in this classroom, and you want to see other teachers motivated, inspired, and continue to do the great work that they're doing. So thanks so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Share this with other educators that you may know that you think, man, they need to listen in on this. As always, ladies and gentlemen, as always, go win.
We look like bad guys. Incompetent bad guys.
Let's go. Freeze.
Freeze.
I'm thirsty.
I said freeze.
I'm just getting a drink.
All right. I had your drink. Now, I want
I
you
know,
to...
I know. Freeze.